Yeah, so privileged to have him. He's the co-captain of the GWS Giants, and he's on the blower, as I say, from up in Sydney. Big welcome to you, Phil Davis.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks for hopping on the line. Now, you're co-captain again with Cal Ward, and the leadership group announced yesterday Josh Kelly, Steve Canelio, and Matty De Boer are flanking you. You'd be thrilled with that?
Yeah, no, it's obviously a terrific honour for Cal and I to go around again, and to be brought in by your peers is always very humbling. And we've got a great crew. We've got some great young leaders in Stephen and Josh coming through, and Nate De Boer is a very accomplished man as well. So we've got a nice, stable and strong leadership group.
This would be just about old hat for you. It's been a long time, hasn't it? I think you've been co-captain since the Giants were formed in 2012, and I think I read you're the longest serving captain in the caper with, I think, Joel Selwood down at the Cats.
Yeah, got that in the memo I got sent last night. So,
you were going to plug that anyway, were you?
8 years now, so it feels like we've been doing it for a while, but it's been, we had Luke at the very start as well, Luke Power, and then got rid of him pretty quick, smart, and then it's just been Cal and I since, which has worked really well.
Hey, Phil, good morning. It's Tim here. You've been around a while now, and you've been close. The Giants are... They've been close without actually getting to the grand final. Are you starting to get sort of like a little bit impatient, a little bit anxious about all that?
Yeah, Tim, I think there's no doubt that, when you get close to the end than you are the beginning, you think what I really want in my career is premiership success. And unfortunately, you can't play forever. You can retire and come back like the great man you did yourself. It's definitely... getting close to the end, and I want that success before I retire. That puts an element of impatience surrounding it. But we're very fortunate. The group up here is very hungry, and they want success too. Yeah, and that's one of the driving forces behind how we go about our business every day. And the last 3 years have no doubt been disappointing to get so close, but. We understand that we've got to get better if we want to challenge and get that ultimate reward.
We're talking to Phil Davis, one of the best defenders in the game, and I think your life is just going to get a little bit harder, Phil, with this 6-6-6. So you're not going to have a lot of cover at that bouncer. How have you seen it so far in any of the match simulation that you've been doing?
Yeah, it's definitely different. I must admit there are a few rules that they've made it a little bit harder. But the 6-6-6 is definitely a little bit different. You don't get that coverage at centre bounces that we've had before. So that if a team can get a good break from the centre square, there'll definitely be more scores, which will make it more challenging. The new 50-metre rule is probably something that's had a pretty profound effect with us. The ability to play on and move from there really quickly has meant that lots of scores have happened off the back of that as well, plus the new kicking rule. So they've definitely made it more attacking, which isn't so great for me, who likes slow, boring play. So I can help.
Who do you fear the most then, being in that formation at a centre bounce that's got a forward that obviously has got some serious pace? I'm thinking maybe it's somebody like a Buddy.
Yeah, I think there's a few. Buddy with that space would be extremely difficult. But even like the power one-on-one players, if they get that isolation, whether it be Tom Lynch or Josh Kennedy or Charlie Dixon, without having that help there, that's far more challenging. And then obviously you've got Jack Lewalt, who are just good in any conditions, will be even better with a bit more space.
Phil, AFLX, did you tick the box? Are you available or not?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I'm available. It's probably not the game that suits me the best, but I'm sure. I think the AFL made rules that you have to have a key position back, so that's probably the only way I'd get picked out of sympathy.
And take us through the off-season, because you're missing a few, and, you're not missing them. They've gone, obviously. Dylan Shield, Tom Scully, Will Setterfield. There must be a few new faces around, but also those guys who have been part of the team for quite a while now. What's that been like, waving goodbye to them?
Yeah, I must admit, it's just becoming part of the game. The movement has increased every year. Unfortunately for us, we've probably been hindered by that more than others, just purely because of how the list deals went. And then the salary cap's obviously doing its job because it's forcing players out who want greater money and greater opportunities elsewhere. And that's what's happened. And it's no doubt difficult when you say goodbye to quality players like Dylan Shield, who've also been lifelong Giants people as well. But as you said, we've been able to get some really great quality in through the door. Our young first-year players in particular, we're able to go to the draft and have a strong hand there, and they look like they're going to be great players. But, you know, for us, the most important bit is, you know, the players, you know, the second, third, fourth-year players who have been on the fringe, you know, improving and, you know, taking the opportunity that's there now. That, you know, you look at, particularly in Shield and Lobb, they were two starters. And, you know, I know Tom Scully missed all of last year, but, you know, he was a first-choice pick for us as well. So there's some opportunities there for some young players who we've got who just now need to keep on developing to take those.
It's coming up to 10 past 7. We're talking to GWS co-captain Phil Davis. And Phil, do you still think you're vulnerable in that space? I mean, in terms of the poaching, or do you think you've probably seen the worst of it now? I mean, there's going to be a lot of talk this year, I guess, about someone like a Josh Kelly being the superstar that he is.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt that the good thing about having a lot of great players is that there's always people being interested. So, you know, we understand that. You know, Josh is a great example of someone who, every time he gets near out of contract, whether it be 18 months away, he starts getting spoken about because he's just such a good player. And, you know, I think one thing is that, you know, we've had a relatively great ability to retain players, especially ones that we've targeted to keep over the journey. But I think every club, going forward with, you know, the free agency rules and the ability for clubs to trade, are vulnerable. Are we more so than the next person? Probably not. But, you know, I think we've got a place here that people really like to play. And, you know, if you look at some of the names coming out this year, I'm very confident we'll be able to keep all of them.
Phil, we're getting a lot of good feedback about you while we're speaking to you this morning. Just had a text that said if Phil Davis played in Melbourne, he'd be rated up there with Alex Rance. It doesn't get any higher than that, the praise. Now, last week we were talking about the behaviours of players during the off-season, and we know that Ollie Wines got into a little bit of trouble and had to have an operation on his shoulder. Mm. I went back and checked your Instagram over summer, Phil, and, gee, you got up to some very, very dangerous activities. I saw you in a chopper, and you're sitting in a toboggan or something
that's
over
risky.
There in New Zealand. That's really high-risk stuff.
Oh, yeah, I know, and luckily, though, I'm scared of speed, Tim. So I was going down the luge in Queenstown at about 5 kilometres an hour. So my risk of injury was quite low. But, unfortunately, the chopper stayed square. But, yeah, no, it's a fine line being an AFL player between, you know, trying to live a normal life where you can, you know, have your own hobbies and enjoyments. You know, anything that Ollie Wines, he's been on the water since he was about 5. You know, it's just a part of his life. But, you know, you've got to balance out the fact that, you know, you are an investment for the club and you need to make sure that you're fit and healthy to fulfil your contract. And unfortunately, in life, bad things happen. You know, unfortunate things happen all the time, which is disappointing and not what you want. But there's got to be a balance there between, you know, the responsibility of the player, but also understand that players do need a release and they need balance in their life because the stresses have never been more, but it's making sure that we make good choices and minimise the risk as much as possible.
So just quickly, Phil, what are the non-negotiables? Is there anything on the absolute ban list that you're not allowed to do during your break?
In the contract it says anything that's extreme, but, you know, that has a bit of licence to players and staff as well. Also, your skill level comes into, for example, I don't snow ski because I'm a big unco and I would fall over all the time. That'd be dangerous. For me, I can't think of too much. You probably would rock climbing without a safety rope, stuff like that. You'd probably avoid that. But, you know, I think it comes down to, obviously, you know, players' discretion, but also understanding, you know, the risks because, you know, what I think is not risky might be risky for another player. There's a balance there. And at the end of the day, we're contracted by our clubs, and in that it says if you hurt yourself doing extreme sport, you become very vulnerable.
And Phil, just one final question for me before we let you go. Mummy, how's he looking and how's he presenting himself?
Yeah, Timmy's been outstanding. You know, he's up and flying at the moment. We're doing a bit of match simulation, and it's great to have him back. You know, we really missed him last year, obviously. You know, we thought his career was over with some of his injuries he sustained in 2017. He was doing his boxing career and he was able to actually recover really well and has the hunger. I think that's the most important thing. He had some time off and he's come back as hungry as ever. And, you know, his training form has been outstanding. And, know, we think he can play a big role. Will he play every game? I'm not sure how that'll pan out, but no, he's hungry and, you know, he's actually moving around as well as I've seen in my time. So that's exciting for us. And, you know, the proof will be in the pudding, but we're pretty excited about what he can do.
He's never been one to get a long way off the ground. And apparently this new rule is going to favour the ruckman at the centre bounce. Is he going to give you a winning advantage there, do you think?
Yeah, no. I just think he's just a really dominant ruckman when he's up and coming. And not only his work in the ruck area, but his ability to compete on the ground. And I think no matter what the rules are, Shane's level of competitiveness, he'll always make it work in his favour. And you know, he's just such a great competitor and with great ruck craft. He might not be as big as the Max Gorns and the like, but gee, he goes hard and does whatever it takes for the team to win.
Well, it's a big year for every club team. We just spoke about it with the Blues, but a fascinating year for the Giants. It's gone preliminary final, semi-final. It'll be really interesting to see whether they can take the next step or next two steps to the premiership we all think they're capable of winning. Phil Davis, best of luck with it.
Thanks, Sam. Thanks, Tim. Thanks for having me.
Good on you, Phil.